Psachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zion, 3:7. This is actually quite a famous Mishnah. It says, Haholech lishchot es pischo. If a person left home on his way to Yerushalayim now to go do shchita, to offer his korban Pesach, v'lamul es beno, or if he's left home to go on his way to do the mitzvah of bris milah on his son, here the vav, the coordinating conjunction, which usually means and, means or. V'le'echol sudas erison, again, the vav here means or if he's left home to go eat the mitzvah, the sudas mitzvah, the festive meal of erison. Erison is the same as kedushin, like the first stage of marriage. We do when we, like, say, give the ring under the chuppah. That's erison. The beis chamav, in the house of his father-in-law, which suggests we're talking about his own sudas erison. He's going now to celebrate with his own wife. So the Rambam, however, seems to suggest that any sudas mitzvah will be fine. In the time of the Mishnah, just so you're clear, there were two stages to marriage that were separated by a span of time. Nowadays, we do the erison, which is the kedushin, and the chuppah, like, back-to-back. But in those times, there was a space of time. So we're first, he's getting, I'll call it engaged, for lack of a better word, but it's a terrible, terrible translation. He's giving the ring. Then she'll be forbidden to the rest of the world as his wife, I'll call it his wife or future wife, whatever you want to call it. And he's now going to do that mitzvah. In all those cases, v'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz besoch beso, he remembers that he left home to do his mitzvah, any of those, or any other mitzvah for that matter. And then he remembers that back home he hadn't gotten rid of his chametz yet. So what should he do? So the Mishnah says, im yachol lachzor ulevaer velachzor lemitzvaso, if he has enough time to go back home, do his bir chametz, and then get back in time to do his other mitzvah, his shechitas Pesach, his attending of the Suda, etc., the bris milah of his son, so then yachzor v'yivaer, then he should do both. He should go back and do his bir chametz as he's supposed to, and then go back to his mitzvah. However, v'im lav, if there's not enough time, meaning if he would go back home to do his bir chametz, he wouldn't be able to get to do his korban Pesach, whatever it is, on time, then mevatlo belibo, we let him just do a bittel. If you recall, midoraisa, we said that you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, of hashbas, of getting rid of your chametz, by simply being mevatel it, considering it to be either ownerless or like dust. The machlokas Rishonim there, exactly the lamdas, whatever it is, it's for sure sufficient midoraisa to do bittel. There's a din derabanan, you actually have to physically rid yourself of the chametz. It's also exactly the technicalities we discussed as machlokas there, and why that was the case, to have this din derabanan. But the point is, it's just a derabanan, and the rabbis who made it derabanan did not intend for it to be in force when one would have to go back to this derabanan at the expense of foregoing another mitzvah. So if that's the case, he can just mevata belibo. Now, mevata belibo literally means annul it in his heart. And there's a machlokas Rishonim if that means just simply thinking that my chametz back home is ownerless and like dust of the earth, or if he actually has to explicitly say those words. So that's a separate machlokas. Either way, that'll be sufficient. Important side point. If it's already arrived for the time of beer, meaning the sixth hour has arrived, so now there's no longer the possibility of simply doing bittel. It's no longer effective. He'll have to go back and get rid of it physically, and as long as he's not doing it, he's over the Isra Doraisa of maintaining chametz. And that being the case, if you're in the sixth hour when he remembers, or after that, he'll have to go back. He has no choice in the matter. He has to go back to destroy it. Now, the second part of the Mishnah will talk about scenarios not just of generic mitzvah, but of the more supreme mitzvah of Hatzalas Nefashos, of saving Jewish lives. And here it says, if Lahatzel min hanachrim, he's headed out now to go save a Jew from, according to the Girsa and the Mishnah in front of us, Nachrim, from the Gentiles who have come to attack. The Bartanu had a different Girsa of min hagayis. A gayis is like a marauding army, but to the point that you're saving Jews from being slain. Umin hanahar, or he's setting out to save Jews from a river which has overflowed its banks, which of course could threaten people's lives. Umin alistim, armed robbers. Umin adeleka, or a fire that broke out, and he's going to save people from the fire. Umin hamapolis, or if there was, like, you know, a building collapsed. Yivata Balibo. Then at all events, even if he has enough time to run back, still he shouldn't, because even Safek Hatzalas Nafashos takes priority. So he should not delay. He should keep on going, and regardless of the timing, he should be Mevata Balibo. He should annul it in his heart. Velishbos Shvisas Harishus. Now, a new point here. If he's going to do Shvisas Harishus, now what that means is he wants to adjust his tchum for Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, like on Shabbos, a person can only walk 2,000 amos beyond the perimeter of his what's called Makma Shvisa, his home base for Shabbos, which is complicated to define right now and not our topic. And we actually just learned Erevin. So the point is, you could stand in a different place as Shabbos Yom Tov comes in, and then call that your Makma Shvisa, and then you'd have you could adjust the boundaries, the tchum in which you could walk on Shabbos. So this person is headed out now on Erev Yom Tov to go stand out in a particular place, so when Yom Tov comes in, he will define his Makma Shvisa by where he's standing, and that way he'll be able to walk, you know, go to his buddies for lunch on Yom Tov. So that's not a mitzvah, and that being the case, if that's what he's out to do, Belishbos Shvisas Harishos, if he's going to establish a Shvisas Harishos, a voluntary residency, if you will, on Shabbos, a Makom Shvisa, home base, or a Yom Tov, I should say, either way, Yachzor Miyad, he has to go back immediately, that simply disallows, since it's not for the sake of doing a mitzvah, he has to go back all the way, wherever it is, to go and get rid of his chametz, even if it means, of course, he won't be able to now get back in time to set up his Makom Shvisa. Important to understand that if he were doing this adjustment of where his tchum is on Shabbos to stand there for the sake of doing a mitzvah the next day, whatever that would be, whatever mitzvah that would be, to go hear his Rebbe speak or something in the next town over, so then that would be considered the same thing as the other mitzvahs in the first part of the Mishnah, and he would, yes, be allowed to do that. There is a side kasha, which Tosfos asks, which is, you're never allowed to adjust your Makom Shvisa and do a set up like a different Erev Tchumen if it's not for the sake of a mitzvah. If that's true, says Tosos, then how could there be a case where we're talking about what's not for the sake of a mitzvah? So one possible answer is that we differentiate between using bread as what's used to set up your Makom Shvisa, you know, food, like the picnic basket that will define your symbolic home on Shabbos, which you cannot do if it's not for the sake of a mitzvah, but there are those who say it would be permitted to do that, not for the sake of a mitzvah, if what you're doing is not using bread, but just simply using your own person. You're standing in a particular place as Yom Tov comes in. That would be okay, even for a Devar Rishus. So, yeah, good.